Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. More information, www.mecu.com. We are now joined once again by Baynard Woods. It must be Wednesday. Senior editor for the City Paper. Baynard, welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing great.
So we've got a lot. This is a chock full issue. Where do we start?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the Van Smith just is sort of at his best in this issue. We have this feature story, Homicide Revisited, where he looks at two murder cases that have been over convictions that have been overturned. And one of the guys, Wendell Griffin, spent 30 years in prison on this. And the other guy James Owen, spent 20 years in prison on convictions that have since been overturned. And one of the things that's interesting about it is these are some of those really legendary detectives that were in Homicide, and then later made into characters in the film, but in David Simon's book. And these cases that they had have been overturned. And just to hear the stories about these guys and the way they're dealing with this and the way that justice was miscarried is really an amazing story, and really Van at the top of his game.
Van is a great investigative reporter, always has been. That's one of the things I think about the City Paper that I love and always have loved, is that the folks doing the investigative stories have just stuck with it. And they just there's not a year that goes by they don't break or bring stories that are just so thorough that other media don't touch anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the kind of thing that it's unfortunate that we have to, because these detectives were famous. That brings a little bit more attention, but this kind of miscarriage of justice happens at all is just, and the 30 years of someone's life taken away in prison like that. And mostly people don't end up paying attention to it. So it's a really important and powerful story.
Well, maybe that's one of the stories you have to turn into the radio here in the next week and bring him on along with some of the people he wrote about, and let the public talk about this, so that we take the City Paper from the printed page to the voice on the air. We'll do that.
Another story that he did, all of this sort of these things that he's been covering for a long time with this another Wire character, Nathan Bodie Barksdale, although David Simon is adamant that he's not Avon Barksdale, but he has claimed himself that he was the inspiration for that. He was just recently re-arrested.
Right.
And bringing together all of these different things that he's now part of the BGF as smuggling heroin from Africa, part of a ring doing that, allegedly. And so all of these things are, bringing together these stories that Van has been reporting on for the last, more than a decade.
Now, you did a piece with Madison Smart Bell.
Yeah. So, and he actually has his reading tonight at Ivy Books. And his new book is really, it's a fascinating book full of 20 years worth of short stories, some set in Haiti, as one would expect, but a really great one about Leadbelly in Paris that just blew me away. And an amazing thing about the book also is that it's free. The Concord Free Press, they give the books away, and then you have to make a promise that you will give money to someone. And they don't determine how much.
That's wild.
To whom, and then that you will give the book away, and they will do the same thing. So it's supposed to create this sort of cycle of giving.
And he'll be tonight at Ivy Books. What time? Do you know?
I think 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, right? And talk about this also, this movie, Let the Fire Burn, which is coming up.
Yeah, so it opens on at the Charles on the 13th, and it's about the revolutionary organization MOVE, who in Philadelphia, who were bombed by the city of Philadelphia, their house being, in a really one of the first moves of militarizing the police forces. City of Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo, the mayor, dropped a bomb on the individual house owned by this revolutionary group. And so this documentary seems really fascinating. It's put together by all live footage from either television coverage at the time or from closed circuit things, and also the police internal communications. They've gotten some of that for audio. So Jen Ladd wrote a really great review of that, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. That was one of my first interviews way back was with Ronda Africa, one of the MOVE members.
Right, so, right. Oh, I didn't know you did that. So, yeah. So, very quickly, you fell in love, we have about 30 seconds left here, with Mi Camelito.
Oh, yeah. My favorite restaurant of the year, and it really fills a hole in for great Latin food, Mexican food in central Baltimore. At 21st and Charles, everything on the menu is great, but they specialize in Salvadoran, Honduran, and Mexican food. And they even have Italian stuff, but I passed on that.
I'll meet you there, Baynard.
All right. I'll see you there then, Mark.
All right. Baynard Wood, senior editor of the City Paper. Pick up this week's issue. It's, you can see what's in there. There's a lot more. You can see that on our website, steinershow.org. Thank you, Baynard.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
You too. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our intern is Tashara Smith. Our engineer is Andre Milton. Melton. Excuse me, Andre. Andre Milton. Hear this show again, podcast all of our shows. Find information about our guests, go to steinershow.org. Of course, you can also listen to and download all of our podcasts now on iTunes. Wait a minute. It's the Marvelettes. That's right. And for Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Dance on. Take care.